It is the review after Bournemouth 0, Liverpool 2, Dan, Neil and Sean. What a result for the Reds. What a step forward for the Reds. What a game to get into. Neil, there's quite a bit in the lineup and approach. The team, given that it's relatively sort of straightforward, does throw up a few different things, as does the game. The call at left back is maybe the only really contentious one maybe throughout the 11, but you see from what this game is and goes on to be, you need your technically efficient players on the pitch. You need the players you can trust on the ball. It's back to that old Julier thing for me against Tranmere, where he just plays a real homegrown 11 because he knows what the game's going to be. This is in a different way, a similar thing where you need to have players on the ball that you can trust. And there's a few things that Liverpool do we'll go into. You know, the early ball over the top of Cook is a big one. But that stadium, the way Bournemouth play, you know, the contrast in our bench is probably the other thing as well that comes into it. It was one where Liverpool knew they were going to be up against it from the start.
Yeah, I think that in lots of ways, the best thing about playing Bournemouth is this Bournemouth is you know what you're getting. And that's a real positive. And the Julier Tranmere appointment was, you know, the other thing that he, you know, that day he said to them supposedly pre-match was, these are going to work this hard today. If you work as hard as they work, then you've got extra quality and it'll shine through. And there's definitely an element of that in this one where I think the idea of no one's going into it with any illusions as to what it's going to be, that it's going to, they're going to run at you. They're going to run at you with the ball, run at you without the ball. They're going to work you. And I think that's why Liverpool, you know, are able to buy into that from the first second, really. It was really interesting. There's the early error that leads to the Semenyo effort literally within 20 seconds of the game. And Canate goes mad.